Morning, it's now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis, and joining us on the phone this morning is Riding County Health Department Director and Local Health Officer Julie Gibbs. I missed talking to you twice last week, or actually just once, because Vivian did one, didn't she? Is that right, or did you do both?
No, I did both.
Yes. Oh, it's been like ages.
I know.
Well, let's get into the nuts and bolts of what's happening. We got, we still have sizable, I guess you could probably say, numbers of positive cases here in Riley County. Bring us up today, would you please?
Sure. So here in Riley County, we have had a total of 1,643 confirmed positives. These are numbers from yesterday. We saw an increase of 67 cases over the weekend. Out of those confirmed positives, 777 are considered active, and we have 858 that have recovered. We have had a total of 8 deaths now here in the county, and we do have 1 COVID positive patient in the hospital at this time. Now, our percent positive went down significantly the week of the 6th through the 12th. It went down to 12% and only went up by 1% last week. So last week's percent positive was at 13%. So we're happy to see that percent positive cut in half compared to about 3 weeks ago when we were at about 30%.
How about outbreak scenarios? Are you seeing anything new there?
We have only had 1 outbreak that's considered recovered, and that was a fraternity. Otherwise, everything else is as is. We have had 1 more outbreak that we announced last week, I believe, that was KinderCare. So we're seeing it more in our daycare facilities. We're starting to see it a little bit more in there. Usually the cases are that an employee has brought that in unknowingly, but we're starting to see it a little bit more in there. Luckily, our cases have not been severe, so that's a good thing.
I know that the Riley County Health Department has been very involved over the years, working with daycare facilities. And describe some of the challenges in that field these days.
Yeah, so it's really challenging because we actually oversee, our child care licensing team oversees 5 different counties. And every county is different, as you know, and so we all have a different scenario as far as what's going on in our county and a different set of rules in those counties. So while here in the city of Manhattan we have a mask mandate, that's not necessarily the case in Clay Center. And so we oversee those counties as far as the child care centers, but our child care licensing team is really up to date on everything that's going on in those counties, as far as well as what kind of city ordinances are in place.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that we're seeing in the community. You know, we hear, obviously, you know, we hear a lot about, you know, the sports world, because that's a big part of things that happen here. But from the business perspective, whether it regards to restaurants or retail, what are some of the new things that you're seeing from some of the people on the business side?
Yeah, well, we continue to see great compliance as far as patrons in businesses, restaurants and bars. We're seeing great compliance there as far as wearing masks. So every restaurant that I've been in so far, I've seen customers wearing masks until they're seated. And of course, they can take off the mask when they eat, when they're ready to eat and drink. But as far as employees as well, I've been seeing great compliance there. All employees that I've seen so far in any retail business or bar or restaurant, I've seen them all wearing their mask when they're at work. And so great compliance there with masks. I've also been seeing some extra sanitizing happening within the businesses. So, you know, everywhere you go now, you see the hand sanitizers, you see them wiping down the area. We just actually went out to eat last weekend, and we noticed that not only did they wipe down the table that we were going to sit at, but they also sprayed down the chairs and wiped down the chairs as well. So just some extra precautions taking place around town.
And let's kind of bring us up to date on where we are with health order number 18. Is that still where we are? You know, I was gone last week, so I like tuned you out. No offense.
I'm sorry, what?
I was out last week, so, you know, I tuned you out. No offense.
But that's okay.
Bring us up to date on where we are with health orders.
Sure. So we are under health order number 18 still. That does not have an end date, so that will be in place until amended or rescinded. Under that health order number 18, there are some restrictions on bars and restaurants. We are recommending that they screen all employees before the start of every shift. So that includes taking temperatures and asking them about their symptoms. That is a strong recommendation. And then we're also requiring all bars and restaurants to close at midnight. We've seen great compliance there. We're also requiring them to have everyone seated. So there is no standing around, there's no congregating at the bars, and certainly no dance floors. So that will stay in place until amended or rescinded. Also, along with order number 18, we've also put in place the event request form. So if anyone is planning an event over 50 people, we're asking that you fill out that event request form, and that can be found on our website, RileyCountyKS.gov.
Now, do you feel that people have been responding well to the event request forms that you're issuing?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been getting quite a few requests in every day. We do have a team at the health department who looks over those requests, and they either approve them as is, or they can ask questions about the event so that the event organizer doesn't have something in place that that we want them to have in place. We can ask them to put that in there, or just ask them to clarify on that event request. But we have approved every event that's come through. Sometimes it takes a little while to get that approved, but we can get that approved. So yeah, the event request process is working very well.
Now we're roughly, 6 months into this COVID thing. Of course, early on, there's the panic over hand sanitizer and toilet paper and, all kinds of cleaning supplies, wipes and everything. And some of that seems to have leveled off, at least for now. What about PPEs and ventilators? And, are you still able to access those? And, of course, the testing methods have picked up, too.
Yeah, so far we're doing very well on PPE. We continue to, of course, monitor that, but we did put in some more funds into our care fund. We have some set aside for more PPE if we do need it. So I feel very confident where we're at as far as our supplies go. Testing supplies, we did get our new Abbott machines in that we have set aside CARES fund for that. Those Abbott machines are the rapid test machines. We do have 5 of them. We're going to house a few of them at the health department, and then we'll have some at the respiratory clinic as well. So we're waiting on our test supplies for those, but hopefully within the next few weeks, we'll start getting the supplies in.
Bring us up to date on the phone number to call if you want to get checked out.
Yeah, so if you're having any symptoms, please call our screening line. That number is 785-323-6400, and that is available on the weekdays from 8 until 5.
And we're also getting into flu season. Let's talk a little bit about flu shots and their availability and recommendations that you have today.
Sure. So we are offering the flu vaccination as early as next week. We'll have more information about that on our Facebook and website later this week. But we do recommend you get that flu shot. We recommend it every year, but we certainly recommend it earlier this year. So the sooner the better for that flu vaccine.
All right. And do you have plans for Oktoberfest? I know that's a big thing for you.
We do. Yep. We're planning on October 22nd and the 29th. To do drive-through shots for that. I'm used to saying testing, but we'll do drive-through vaccinations for that this year instead of the fair where you come in and actually get your shot. So we'll have more information about that available on our Facebook and website later, probably next week.
All right. Anything else?
I just want to remind people, wear your mask when you're out. Make sure that you're washing your hands as often as you can and stay safe.
Everybody still singing happy birthday while they wash their hands? I haven't heard anybody talk about any new songs.
Nope, that's the one.
That's the one. All right. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director and Local Health Officer, thanks for joining us. We'll talk with you again Thursday.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
7:12 in the morning at News Radio KMAN. Our forecast comes next.